Kiss and Tell. Sorry, Kiss and Not Tell. See, I've been reading too many tabloids. Right, in the studio we have Chris Francis from the Rye Castle Hotel. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Calvin.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Just a bit wet.
Yeah, it was absolutely throwing it down. I thought, blimey, I bet you're sitting in the car park thinking, I'm not getting out.
I said I could do a radio car from the car, but...
So, let's talk about the Rye Castle Hotel. It's been open, what, about a year now since the rebuild?
It's coming up to a year next week.
Okay, and I think we can safely say it's under new management, because you haven't been there that long, have you?
I haven't, no. I took over just towards the end of April.
Okay.
There till now.
Okay, so, right, well, let's primarily talk about what's it like inside now.
Oh, inside, it's absolutely fantastic. It's fully restored. We've got a new function room at the back as well. We've got two new bars, to put more of a warm feel to the business as well now.
Yeah, the main bar's much more open because it used to be a bit more closed in.
Yeah, so. We've opened up all like the little corridors that people remember where all the Hunter's Den is, used to be.
Yeah.
That's all been opened up now into a new dining area.
And there's a lift up to the accommodation floors as well.
There is a lift that takes them all the way down to the function room, up to the top corridor.
Excellent. So it's completely disabled, accessible.
Complete disabled, accessible.
And yeah, I've been in there a few times and it's absolutely lovely inside. Right, let's talk about Christmas parties, because I know it's only October, but these are booking up fast, aren't they?
We have been taking Christmas inquiries since the 3rd of May, our first
really?
Christmas party booked
wow.
in on the 3rd of May.
Whoever that was, hats off to them.
I go by everything by the scooter weekends and cows week, so it's still summer. So
everything
before these events.
So what are you offering for the Christmas period?
Well, we're doing the traditional work office party package.
Right.
Which is aimed at large companies, and we can cater for up to 200 guests a night.
Right.
For that, we're offering £26 a head on a Friday and Saturday. Free course Christmas meal.
Yep.
All your party entertainment on the evening, all the little table decorations.
Right.
Private bar in our castle suite. Yep. And obviously a DJ until the...
DJ until the early hours.
Until the early hours, yeah.
Okay. How many per table, roughly? I mean...
Well, our round tables, we'll get 10.
So can you just buy one table's worth? Or?
Yes, we've already got a couple of nights where we have a mixture of different companies that have got their own little sections in the room.
Yeah, I remember when I used to go to those at various places around the country when I had a different sort of job. It'd be your table or the two tables of your company.
That's right.
And the next door would be social services or something or some other company.
Well, we're just doing it all in one large function room. So it's just
it'll all be in the same room, but it was different tables. Okay, so how early do they have to book that? I mean, you must be getting pretty booked up by now.
All key dates in December, weekends are full.
Okay.
Fridays and Saturday nights. So we're offering the same package for people who want it midweek, Sunday to Thursday.
Right.
And we'll do it for £24 a head instead of £26.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all. So the full Christmas dinner, this is a bit that interests me, as you can tell by my shape. What does that consist of?
Off our party menu.
Well, you can tell. Otherwise, I'll just get hungry. You carry on.
Well, you've got a range of starters. We've got anything from pâtés to a fig, grape and blue cheese salad.
Okay.
Right away through to our main courses. We've got a beef casseroles. We've got, obviously, a traditional Christmas dinner with turkey with about 20 items all on one plate. All the way to a honey glazed salmon fillet.
Right, I'm already getting hungry.
And desserts. Wouldn't be Christmas without Christmas pudding.
Of course.
And we've got a caramelised orange meringue and a chocolate torte as well.
Okay, so those are all sort of fixed menus. Sort of.
That's right.
What about things for dietary requirements? You can handle those, no problem?
Yes, we've got gluten-free options, vegan options.
Vegan Christmas dinner, that's interesting. I'm not going to ask you what's in it. But
I didn't bring that information.
No, I wasn't going to ask you. But it's worth knowing, because people go, oh, no, I don't want to go to that because I'm a vegan, or I can't eat this or I can't eat that. But you can cope with all that.
Well, I was being inspired. My girlfriend's father is gluten-free, on a gluten-free diet. So when we cater for him, we have to do a lot of things separate.
And, right.
So from that, we did design our own gluten-free menu. So every time we get a new menu launch, I design a gluten-free menu to give to our customers.
All right.
So rather than the whole, let me just go and check for you, our team can actually just hand a guest a gluten-free menu and they can sit there and fill us order with everyone else and fill us normal.
Okay. So roughly what time do these packages start of an evening now?
We look to get people to start arrive from 7 o'clock
okay.
For drinks, and then we'll start selling food for about half 7. and we'll go right the way through until the last person lives.
Yes, I know. And sometimes they take a long time to live.
They do take a long time.
What we'll do now then, Chris, we'll play another track, and then we'll come back and talk to you about Other Than Evenings, if that's
absolutely
okay. So I've got a bit of Bros, I Owe You Nothing. I was going to say they're one and only hit, but it isn't really, but perhaps it should have been. I Owe You Nothing from the 80s, yes. I think they had a couple of hits in the 80s, but I think one of them is still going. Matt and Luke Goss, if my memory serves me correctly. One of them is still going, or was trying to go again. Anyway, we are here with Chris Francis from the Rye Castle Hotel. We were talking Christmas parties earlier on. Now, we can do this in no particular order, as they say on the telly. Let's talk about after Christmas. You've got New Year, haven't you?
We do, yes. This year, we've decided to do a massive ball evening for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So, the black tie event. We're getting to, I guess, to sort of arrive with a nice arrival drink and canapés and in their black tie dinner yep. suits. We've got jazz and pianist over a four-course dinner. And then we'll get them into the castle suites, all glitzy, and have a party until very yeah. late on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, yeah, well, it's got to go past midnight, isn't it, for sure? Okay, that sounds good. Now, also, not everybody's going to be able to manage evening dues, are they?
No.
So you can do lunchtime ones as well?
We can, yes. Our party tonight menu, we offer companies a chance to come in and celebrate Christmas if they do it during lunchtime. And it was $18.99 for three courses.
That's not bad.
And that's the same menu. So,
same menu.
Yeah.
And they won't be doing much work in the afternoon then, will they?
They don't tend to, no.
But I mean, that's handy because the reason I was trying to bring it up was you are literally opposite the hover terminal.
We are, yes.
So if you're listening on the mainland, guys, and you want something different for your Christmas lunch,
hop
why
over.
Not hop over on the hovercraft, miles away from the office, none of the bosses can see you, have your Christmas lunch, say, the hovercraft is delayed, we couldn't get back, it was a proper business meeting.
Yeah, we can always blame the weather.
Yeah, seriously, all the fast cat, you can come down the pier and you're almost at your front door, aren't
5 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, so that's something else you can do. And I notice you've got something there about Santa.
We have. We've got the big man himself coming on the 20th of December.
27th, folks.
At 12 o'clock. And any child, it's £10 a child, so they get a child's meal off our children's menu, and they get a few minutes with Santa and a present.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Now, they need to book that in advance as well.
Yeah, just give the hotel a call. They'll book them in.
Okay.
You can book a table in for as many people as you like. We'll give you your food, and then we'll call everyone in individually to meet Santa.
Okay, so all of this can be booked on the online or on the phone?
On the phone, just call the Rye Castle on 563-755.
563-755, that's the one. Ring them now, they know there's someone there.
There is.
Not the manager, because he's sitting opposite me. 563-755, give them a call and book in your Christmas evening meal, your Christmas... I was going to say Christmas Day lunch, but you told me off air, you're full.
We're nearly full. We've only got 7 slots left.
For Christmas Day lunch?
For Christmas Day dinner. 7
wow,
slots.
Wow, that kitchen is going to be heaving, isn't it?
It is. Very busy. It's yeah. 12 till 3. So,
well, wow. whilst we're at it, if you're having a Christmas Day lunch or you're having a Christmas party there, what's the situation with the rooms? Can you book a room if you want to?
You can book a room, yes. Just quote that you're with a Christmas party and you'll get our best available rates, which will be a little bit of discount on there. And...
save a taxi fare back and then have a nice breakfast in the morning.
That's it. We serve breakfast till midday, so...
oh, you deal with the early birds and the late rises.
We do,
yep,
yeah, very much so.
Breakfast till midday. I bet your kitchen loves that, doesn't it?
We get the odd one.
Right, so, let's recap. We've got Christmas parties in the evening.
Yes.
What was the price for those?
Christmas parties from £24 per person.
That's a full meal plus entertainment.
That's right.
You can do the same thing at lunchtime cheaper.
Yep.
And but there isn't any entertainment. It's just a meal.
That's
and
it. Just a
make
meal.
Your own
but
entertainment.
You get a nice little nice table. However much you like the restaurants, we'll decorate it up.
We got New Year's Eve coming up.
Yep.
Well, it comes up every year, so
can't avoid it.
You might just be able to squeeze in someone else on Christmas Day for lunch.
Yes, or if you've already booked and you're in and I'm ready to invite that person, now's the time to.
Yeah, get hold of the castle on phone number
563-755.
Okay, and. Lunch with Santa or meet Santa.
Yeah, on the 20th.
20th of December. I know it sounds a long way away, but we're nearly halfway through October already.
In November before
so,
we know it.
Yeah, get your bookings in as soon as you can. Well, thank you very much for that, Chris.
Oh, thank you for
if
me.
You will, can you come back in the spring and we'll talk about weddings?
Of course, absolutely.
Winter weddings aren't the most popular thing, so there are a few coming up. But I think we'll get you back in the spring and talk about wedding bookings and things like that.
Love to.
Okay, so just